All right, folks, no music introduction, nothing like that. We're getting close to the Super Bowl. Just days away here. It's getting exciting here in Vegas. You can feel it pretty much anywhere you go. It's just the way the Super Bowl is. Trust me, my only experience outside of Vegas before moving here was in 2009 when the Arizona Cardinals made their infamous Super Bowl run against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you could feel it in the air then too. Every store jumped on the bandwagon, obviously, to get the apparel sales and whatnot. It was just fun to be around, and being in Vegas now, I get to be around the atmosphere every single year, and it truly is special. But I want to keep this short, hopefully under 10 minutes. First off, let's talk about the Super Phone, a couple of things going on. I've had that on my Twitter and my website, notjustgame.com, for a couple of years now. Basically, that's a way for people to get in touch with me pretty quickly. I give out free plays here and there, not so much this year. And then going forward, I'm going to use that as my basis of giving out premium picks for a cheaper price point than I offer at other areas, even my own website. So 702-505-4530, you send me a simple text message, comes straight to me via the Super Phone, and therefore you are linking up with me on that. Future podcasts, I'm hoping to keep doing these here and there. For sure going to do one for March Madness. Hopefully when I'm in Arizona over President's Day weekend, I'm going to link up with Jeremy down there and get in the studio there, and we're going to have a March Madness podcast. That's my forte. That's my specialty. I could talk about that for 2 hours plus probably, but we'll try to limit that to under 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes when we do that podcast there. Now going into props, myself, I'm not a big prop guy. I probably only made a couple prop bets my whole time here in Vegas. I think it was more something I liked to do in Arizona with the offshore type of thing. But now that you're here in Vegas, pretty much just focus on my main bets when I'm in the book and go from there. But there was one bet that I made a few years back. I think it was my first year in Vegas on Ezekiel Elliott when he was a freshman on the over yardage in that bowl game they were in. I think it was against Alabama when they had that upset. But I do remember, and this is one of the things I want to talk about before I go into some prop offerings. A big key for props, it's not really the availability. Obviously, props are going to be plentiful out there. I think that's a big thing. You want to go in with strategy on you're going to make a prop bet a certain amount, whatever you feel comfortable with, three or four, and then go from there. Because anytime you're looking at making a bet, I think there's more prop offerings obviously available on a player than a team. And I think a player, just mentally, a player bet versus a team bet is a much easier decision to make. So you might get yourself into a big risky situation if you're looking at 10, 20 prop bets. If you have a bad day on Super Bowl Sunday. So limit those props. I kind of compare it to going to a grocery store. You want to go into with a mental edge. You go to a grocery store and mentally you're just thinking, I'm going to go in there and get five, six things. And you have them on your mind, you can think, forget about it. You're going to go in there and you're going to leave with a basket full. That's the way the grocery stores are set up. They've got the certain things that it registers for impulse buys, and then throughout the store and those end cap features, and then the alleys, they have certain things there to entice the buyer. It's the same thing with sports books. They know this is their time of year to get people to bet. People that don't bet on a regular basis, they're going to get them to bet by looking at that sheet that has 20 pages to offer. So write it down, write your what you want to do, write your game plan, and go with it from there. And you'll have should have success with that. And shopping around on these bets, like I was going to say with the Ezekiel Elliott rushing yard bet, I remember looking at it, and there was a variance just locally between a couple of books, probably 20 to 30 yards on his rushing advantage, and it was pretty crazy, but that's the way that went down. So you got to look around on that if you're serious about making that prop bet. So let's go ahead and get into four props. Two, I posted five for Sportsline, and there's two that I think I liked enough to mention here in the podcast. Deion Lewis, first carry over 3.5 yards, is a plus payout at plus 110. Deion Lewis is an underrated running back. Obviously, I think there's been things taken away from him on his turnaround season that maybe if the Patriots weren't in the spotlight the way they are, he would have a little bit more mentioning. But obviously, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Rob Gronkowski are getting the limelight there, and it's taken away from Deion Lewis, but he's a special player. He's showing his ability out of the backfield on a weekly basis, and they have enough confidence in him rushing the football to get that done. The rest of these are all Eagles mentionings here. We'll start off with another Sportsline offering that I gave out there on Nick Foles' first pass attempt being an incompletion. It's at plus 200. I think that's good, a good, great value. Obviously, they're going to want to get Foles comfortable, and to get him comfortable, they like to throw those short routes. But I think you can see him a little bit jittery, and the Patriots ready for that, to jump on that route, and maybe he short arm throws it. There's going to be a little bit jitter. Maybe it gets batted down, something like that. But let's root for that incompletion. And then two that I'll more than likely personally bet, LeGarrette Blount rushing attempts under 6.5. That's minus 110 at the Westgate. I think that's a great bet. Obviously, there's a storyline with that. LeGarrette Blount has been a feature back. He scored a touchdown in his last game against the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game. He's been a big factor for them all season long. But you can see they're kind of weaning him out. They've got a young backfield. They traded for Jay Ajayi. And I think people still are set with that mindset that he played for the Patriots. He knows their system, this, that, and that. But this is football. It's a business. I don't expect him to be involved too much in their game plan. And then last but not least, Torrey Smith. Here's a guy from the Philadelphia Eagles that's shown his veteran ability. His prop offering out there is over 27.5 receiving yards at minus 110. Now take a look at Torrey Smith's season. Very sporadic. First 3 weeks he did not play, and really only had one main game. We'll say two main games. He had one game against the Cardinals week 5, 70 yards and a touchdown, and then 6 catches for 100 yards against the Rams in week 14. But other than that, really, really minimal season from him. But in the postseason, he's had two solid games, 3 catches for 39 yards against the Falcons and 5 catches for 69 yards and a touchdown against the Minnesota Vikings. So what does that tell you? Obviously, his camaraderie with Nick Foles is a lot higher than Carson Wentz. And if you're playing in that big game, what better weapon to have than a veteran that you have camaraderie with against a Patriots defense that's had a bend but don't break mentality all season long. So I think you can take that one. That's probably my strongest feel on Torrey Smith continuing his great postseason run. I wouldn't say great, but if you're going to offer me 27.5 yards, I'll go ahead and take that on Torrey Smith. So that's a quick rundown. We're at the 8-minute mark of the podcast. Hope you all enjoyed. I'm going to do post this on Twitter and throughout the communities there. Hopefully get on SoundCloud, featured over to iTunes, Podomatic, and maybe another avenue. But good luck on these bets. And feel free to shoot me a message. Superphone offering 702-505-4530.